Admissions tests have long been an important part of gaining entry to higher education. But coronavirus restrictions are causing education officials to reconsider how students take these tests, and some are wondering if they are needed at all. Two of the most important tests for the college admissions process are the SAT and ACT. Most colleges and universities in the United States require applicants to take one of them. The College Board operates the SAT, which is only offered a few times a year and must be taken in person at an approved test center. Last year, the College Board said that a record 2.2 million people took its test. But because of efforts to stop the spread of the coronavirus, the company canceled its March, May, and June sessions this year. The company never made plans for an April session. Charlie Astorino is the president of measurement for the ACT. He told VOA his company decided to move its planned April session to June 13th. He also said more changes would be coming. Astorino is hopeful testing centers will reopen in the U.S., China, Japan, and Korea in a few months. But he said the future is still very unclear. He noted that although it is an in-person test, the ACT has been entirely computer-based for years. So the company is starting to experiment with ways to offer the test at a distance online. Astorino said his company is working on remote proctoring technology. This technology uses artificial intelligence, or AI, to observe students taking the test online at home through cameras built into their computers. The AI technology ensures that students follow rules and records their work securely. There are not many examples of this technology being used successfully to provide a test to groups as large as the 1.9 million students who took the ACT in 2018, Astorino said. But the growing popularity of a completely online test is causing companies to consider changes they may not have considered before. Really, what COVID is causing the entire industry to do is rethink where and how people can take tests, said Astorino. The TOEFL is one of the most widely used tests of English language ability in higher education worldwide. More than 11,000 colleges and universities in 150 countries use it for their admissions process. In March, ETS, the company that operates the test, launched the TOEFL IBT Special Home Edition test.